You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning. It's the Dom and Jeremy show. A mind bender in 30 minutes. And then Mix 100's bill relief at 8:30.
Look what I just cracked open here, Dom. See that?
What are you, 75 years old?
Right now, I'm currently getting 2 full servings of vegetables in this here V8, Dom.
No offense to anybody who is 75 listening to the show who enjoys their V8.
That is tasty.
You will never see a 22-year-old going in saying, hey, give me a V8.
Got any V8 here?
I'm just looking for different things, you know, because we eat throughout the show. We nibble, we munch, and I don't know. I just passed this on the shelf in the store there. I was like, eh, V8, why not? I don't think I've had one of these in about 15 years. Ugh. And I know why. Just so gross.
How you doing on your diet, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. You should see the pile of supplements and things that I take every day. It's
how many?
Dom, I would have to venture to say 10 at least.
No kidding.
10 pills, and there's a couple more I want to add to it.
Like what? You don't even know what you take.
No, there was some sort of roots. Oh, like what am I taking or some other things? There was a couple roots that I'm researching. I don't remember the names of them. I got them logged somewhere on my phone.
Roots, as in plant roots?
Plant roots that are supposed to be good for you.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do, you know, my fish oils, the flaxseed, the elderberry, the vitamin D, the zinc, the multi, the B12. Blah, 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 blah. So I bought one of those, goes right along with my can of V8, one of those big pill boxes that I keep all my vitamins in.
That is cute. Hey, but I have one. So
well, you got to keep them straight. I got to know what I'm taking every day. So I've been doing that. We've been exercising a lot more and trying to eat a lot healthier. However, last night was a total cheat day. It was one of the nights where, like, I got a hankering for something. I don't want to cook. Mm-hmm. So I got onto my pizza app on my phone, and I ordered up a large bacon and black olive pizza and had it shipped to the house. And I ate, I think there was 2 slices left out of that large pizza last night.
You had 6 pieces of pizza?
Cool. Yeah, I did. I did.
Dang.
I'm not happy about it.
Didn't you tell me that you're up to almost 200 pounds and you're putting away an entire large pizza?
Well, I was pushing 200, yeah.
Well, how was it, by the way? I don't think I've had bacon on a pizza.
It's muscle weight, Dom. Muscle weight. Okay, bacon black olive pizzas are to die for.
I gotta try that.
So damn good. So good, man.
The whole concept of the cheat day is interesting to me because the psychology of it is funny to me. That we can work so hard for 5 days and then truly blow it all in one day, and we make it okay by saying it's a cheat day.
Well, then you add in the deserve it line. I deserve it.
Right. I mean, I do know some people who work really hard and they drop like a pound and a half in, you know, 5 days or 6 days. And they're like, okay, I dropped a pound and a half this week. You know, it's not just water weight. I actually dropped that. Mm-hmm. And then they will shove so much stuff into their face on a cheat day that they immediately put that pound right back on.
Right. I mean, that's what I thought about last night. I was like, I didn't get on the scale this morning, but I knew whatever weight I had, you know, lost over the past couple of days. My run yesterday around the lake was totally shot because I devoured an entire pizza. The person I blame the most is The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Now,
what did he do?
I follow him on Instagram because I just think he's a cool dude. And you should see this guy's cheat days, Dom. Now, granted, he is a hardcore bodybuilding dude. But his cheat days is like a stack of 15 pancakes with a side of fried chicken with a tub of gravy, and then he eats 2 gallons of ice cream. And you see that, and you're like, well, gosh, The Rock can have a cheat day. Jer Bear can have a cheat day then. No problem.
That's funny.
So I blame my weight issue right now on The Rock.
It's kind of like, you know, when Michael Phelps was training for the Olympics.
Yes.
You know, he could have a cheat day because he was burning something like 10,000 calories a day or something with his workouts.
Right.
It's different for the rocker Michael Phelps than for you running around.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty much the same.
Running around the park. What's that park down there? Running around Clement
Park. I go to Clement and run around three times and I go have myself a pizza. Why not? You don't know how many times I used to see that when I worked at the gym, these guys that were these big, burly, hardcore bodybuilding guys, and they'd come in, or I'd actually see them like out in the parking lot because we were right next door to a Little Caesars. You'd see them go into a Little Caesars, come out with a large pizza, eat the entire thing, and then go in and work out for, you know, like four hours. And these guys just burn the calories. And that's the whole thing is you do have to work out before you can really give yourself a cheat day.
I found in the last couple of months, because I've been mostly doing the whole cut out almost all sugar and cut out a lot of carbs doing that. And I found that when I do cheat, it'll be on Sundays after I get back from running this certain loop that I like to go run. And my cheat is, like The Rock, is the pancakes.
Oh,
there's something about them that just call my name. And I have to have. We had this huge debate in the house over because we have two different kinds of syrup in the house. And because I insist on the one that's got no high fructose
corn syrup. Your log cabin syrup. All right.
Oh, I already told you about that.
We know. Yeah.
So we had that debate again the other day. Here's what else I find interesting about this. The concept of a cheat day. You notice how that only really applies to food? Like, you don't see people who are recovering alcoholics, and they'll say, well, today's a cheat day. I'm going to get blasted.
I deserve it.
Right. Or you don't see somebody who's gotten over, you know, like, kick some sort of heroin habit saying, well, today is my cheat day, and I'm just going to inject, you know, as much of this as I possibly can. And you also don't see people going to their spouse saying, look, I'm very happily married, but I'm going to take tomorrow as a cheat day, and I just want you to know
that
Alexa in accounting and I are going to hook up, but it doesn't mean anything. I still love you. It's just a cheat day.
I mean, I've been doing good for like 15 years, so
right.
I deserve it.
Isn't it funny that it's only food? We don't
It really is.
Really,
there's
unless,
nothing. Well, some people obviously do.
Well, yes, but you know what I'm saying.
You know, but in general, logically, you don't when it comes to all that kind of stuff. You shouldn't. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, there's really nothing else that you could cheat on.
What else do we apply that phrase to? People are free to call us.
Yeah.
For a couple of reasons. One, tell us what else would require a cheat day besides food. And then also, if you want to tell us what your cheat day food is.
Yeah, like what's your go-to. Like you can taste it on your mouth the entire week. You're just waiting for that, you know, Ben and Jerry's on Saturday.
Because I'm like The Rock. Well, the only way I'm like the only thing I have in common with The Rock whatsoever is the love of pancakes on a cheat day. And what would you say your go-to is?
It's going to be the lately it's the bacon.
The bacon
black olive pizza. Man, that's my kryptonite right now.
Jeremy and I were talking about cheat days for people who are trying to be really good, either with the carbs or the sugar or working out or whatever. We were laughing about how cheat days only seem, that phrase only seems to apply to food and not to other things in life. Like, you don't go to your spouse and say, I love you, but this weekend is a cheat day. And
I've been good for many years. I just feel like I need to do this.
But what is your cheat food? Elsie, here we got something that wrote, people write in and they have the greatest comments. Elsie says, my cheat food would be an entire bag of Flamin' Hot Nacho Doritos. She says, and I mean the whole bag. Then the next day I torture myself again with no fun foods. All right, a whole
bag.
What would be in an entire bag? Can we get the, like, nutritional?
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Like, what is in calories and fat and everything else in a bag of Flamin' Hot Nacho Doritos?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Carrie says, my cheat day is always Taco Bell because it's freaking delicious and not expensive. You know, that is an interesting point, too, because if you're having a cheat day, it makes it worse if you're spending a lot of money because now you're not only killing yourself, but you're also blowing money on it. Whereas for Carrie, she can have her cheat day and just spend a couple of bucks rather than $25 on something.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And it's quick and convenient. quick. I got another taco one. Kim wrote in. She says, I do yoga 6 times a week, but on Saturdays, it's margaritas and big fat greasy tacos.
Oh, yes.
Which I think is a yoga move, isn't it? The big fat greasy taco?
Yeah. You don't even have to be very limber for that one.
No, you just fold yourself in half.
Ah.
James wrote in. He's always kind of dorky. James says, my cheat days are Sunday through Saturday. Okay, thank you, James. Mm-hmm. And then Liz says, Jer, if you're trying to get healthy, try this supplement. It's called cricket powder. It's made of 100% crickets. They grind them down into a powder. She says it contains twice as much protein as beef, as much calcium as milk, and as much vitamin B12 as a salmon, eaten salmon. Then she goes on about amino acids and all this. Da, 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 da.
In crickets.
But I guess you can buy cricket powder and eat that if you're trying to up whatever, your protein and your... No.
Well, you know what my standard comeback is to you. You first.
Yeah, I know. Where do you buy that?